Locker Room Chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get you set now for, already hard to believe, week four of high school football on Friday night. We're joined now by Sabetha head coach, that is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, thanks again for joining us. Let's go back to Friday night. Week three game at home. Jeff West, you guys take care of business, 57-0. That final score. Take us through that ball game. What'd you like from your team?
I talked about last week. We just, got back to doing what we do, worrying about us, going back to the fundamentals of tackling and just blocking and doing all those sorts of things. And I thought we did get back to that. We got off to a very good start, and then like a lot of teams or some teams, I thought we kind of relaxed a little bit, being up 14-0, and could have been up 28-0. Should have been up 28-0, but we had some turnovers, and I just think that was just kind of, we relaxed a little bit, but then I liked our refocus, and we got things going throughout the first half. What I really liked is when most everybody got to play and got some Friday night experience, and that's clear down through some freshmen that got in. But it's always nice to have those other guys get out there and get some experience because, a lot of them are one play away from being a starter. So I thought that was great for us.
Yeah, and it's certainly a better scenario when you're able to get those younger guys in when the score is a little bit lopsided, but you're on the winning side of it. So it was a big win. Your team's sitting at 2-1 through the first three. How would you assess where the team is at right now, maybe compared to going into that first week against Perry LeCompton? What's kind of the strides your team has made from that first game to where we are today?
Well, the first game, I didn't know about our run game. I didn't know it's kind of what we do. And we just hadn't shown what we thought maybe we should have shown in the run game, from Jamboree, Saturday scrimmage, to those type of things. And we came out and ran the ball well. And I think we've established the run. And so I like that, because in high school football, you got to run the ball to have a chance, in my opinion. But I really like our defense. I think we took a step back week two. We wanted to see what Holton wanted or was going to bring, and we played on our heels a little bit, and we've just gotten back to the fundamentals of tackling and things like that, and I really like how we're defending teams. Third thing I really like is our special teams. We spend a lot of time on our special teams, and we've been solid in that game, and got a blocked punt the other night, had a freshman kick a field goal or kick an extra point. So I just like how we've attacked the special teams part of it, and that's a third of the game.
Minneapolis is the opponent coming up this week. District play gets going for the Blue Jays. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Sabetha head coach Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, hard to believe we're already in week four and district play gets going this week for most teams across the state. We'll dive into the Minneapolis game coming up here in just a minute. But first, just kind of the overall takeaways from this district. You have Nemaha Central, of course you guys, and then Minneapolis, the opponent this week, plus Horton and Riley County. What's the overall gauge of where this district at is here in 2022?
Well, you talk, first of all, Minneapolis, you talk about a team we've never played in the history of school. So you're preparing for an opponent that you've never played before, and you watch them on film, and they've got some speed. Their quarterback's a really good athlete, and so you can't teach speed, you can't coach speed, so that's a scary thing in its own right. You don't have a previous year scouting report on them, and so you got to do what we do. Hopefully we can have a chance to win. But the other part of the district, Riley County, they've been good for ever and ever and ever, and they're solid fundamentally. We've played them, can't remember now. I know we played them probably 4-6 years in a row there in district play, in the old district play, so we have played them. It's a new coach there, but I think he's from there, and so they're probably going to run some similar stuff. And then you got Nemhall, perennial power in 2A, and has really hit their stride. And so you better be ready to play every week, or you're going to be playing game nine just for fun.
Well, many.
And so it's exciting for me to play in a district like that because it prepares you for the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely, going to prepare you. And talk about this Lions team. You mentioned the first time ever that you're going to see this team. They're off to a 2-1 start. They won their first two against Republic County and Sacred Heart. They're coming off a loss to Southeast of Saline, who right now by most considered the number one team in Class 2A with Nemhall Central right there as well. You said they're fast. You can't teach speed. That is certainly correct. Is when you watch them on film, can you compare them to a team in the league schematically, or maybe some things they do that may be similar to a team that you might be more familiar with?
You know, a lot of teams have run that fly sweep, jet motion stuff. I mean, Nemhall runs that some or did in the past, and Riverside has run that some. So scheme, schematically, yes, we've went against teams like that and teams that's had speed. And so you've just got to contain them. You've just got to – you can't let them get to the sideline. And if they do and they got a little bit of space, they're going to be through it. And that's just what we've got to defend is the big play. You know, you're worried about that. And then they've the fullback can run up the middle. He's a hard-nosed runner. The quarterback can run in the run game. And the quarterback can throw it a little bit. And so all facets of the game, you better be ready. And defensively, they're fundamentally sound. They do their job. They're not out of place most of the time, and that's why they're 2-1. So it's going to be a good test for us, there's no doubt.
Minneapolis and Sabetha. Sabetha, the home team on Friday night. District play getting underway. Should be a lot of fun. Battle of 2-1 teams as that district gets rolling this week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Again, that's Garrett Michael joining us here, Sabetha head coach. Appreciate it as always. Good luck on Friday against Minneapolis. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.